Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right. Ain't no stopping us now. We are in the groove. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Gary, Mike.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Welcome back.
Gary didn't hear it, I guess.
No, the signal was wrong, but I'm just going to ahead and say it now. Welcome back. This second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is going to be the best second hour you've ever heard of. Right, Lynn?
I suppose so, Gary, with that enthusiasm.
We're excited.
Yeah,
I didn't get the signal, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah. So, Gary, before we go to your trivia, tell everybody quickly about the clock, the famous clock.
Okay. The famous clock is you have the round plate. You know, that's hard to describe now because lots of times they're giving these rectangle plates out now, but still on a rectangle plate, try to look at it as a circle in the center.
Right.
And look at it as a circle still in that square thing or whatever. And so you want to say a server would tell you your mashed potatoes are at 6 o'clock. This is where six would be. Your meat would be at 9 o'clock. Your vegetables can be over at 3. And whatever else is at the top, the 12 o'clock. So that's basically how the clock goes.
Yeah, so it tells the position on the plate of where each food item is. That's great. And, we learned that from you when we first met you.
The other thing is you just, first thing, you let them know that you are visually impaired. You don't have to be totally blind. I'm visually impaired or blind. And say, okay, now, when you serve me my water or my coffee or whatever, could you set it at, say, 11 o'clock? That's, you know, a little bit, not straight ahead of you, but 11 o'clock where most people have their drinks.
Right.
And whatever else you want to set on the table, you just please, you know, tell me where it sets at. And then, bingo, you're in tune, the waiter's in tune, everybody's in tune. And not only that, but you taught the waiter on how to handle another blind person.
There you go. Good pointers, Gary. Would you like to go to your trivia while we have time?
I want somebody to win tonight because I've been not so lucky.
It's a cute one.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a cute one, but I've had some losers in the past. So this is going to be a winner. I want somebody to go home with a sub. All right. How many donuts are in a baker's dozen? How many donuts are there in a baker's dozen?
It could be any pastry, not just donuts, really.
Well, it could be
chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, anything. And it's a baker, whatever a baker makes, they make it whenever a baker makes
or
something, about a dozen.
Could be a bagel.
But it's got to be sold in a dozen.
Right.
You're not just asking for a bagel, but you want a dozen.
Even Michael dozen knew bagels. Yes. Gary, even Michael
even
knew.
Michael yes. knew, so I knew it was going to be easy.
He did.
So
Chris,
come on,
you
somebody.
Getting
I
a lot
give
of callers,
someone.
Chris. You should be. So Gary, to get back to that yeah. topic, it would be very important too to ask the server where they're putting that water glass, because there's nothing like reaching your, even for a sighted person, reaching out and that water goes flying, or a wine glass or a beer glass, whatever.
And I just want to please remind the blind people, if they don't do it, please do what you're supposed to do and slide your hands to your glass. Don't reach up and reach on over, try to get the glass, because you could knock it over into your friend's lap, the whole drink.
When you say slide, you mean just reach, just slide, like make your fingers kind of crawl to the glass?
On the table, and slide your hands on the table flat till you touch the glass. Mm. Then you know where it's at, then grab a hold of it. If you're going through the air and grabbing it, you might hit the top of that glass. And sometimes in restaurants, you don't know how high that glass is. Yeah. And then you could be knocking over to your friend's lap.
Yeah. One thing I think is cute, Gary, I'm going to tell your secret. You always bring a paper towel with you, or a napkin or something, your own.
You know, that's very good to mention, Lynn, because I always get two paper towels, you know, connected, fold them in half and stick them in a pocket. Because sometimes you go to restaurants and they might have a nice big cloth napkin. You know, but you still have this paper towel in your lap. You still set that in your lap if you want to wipe your hands. But you always got something. Sometimes those napkins are so light and they're so yucky. You know, as soon as you got something sticky, they stick to your fingers, you know, and it's hard to wipe your hands off. But you got a good quicker picker upper, you'll clean your fingers off.
Very smart, Gary. So, Chris, are there any callers for Gary's trivia? It's so easy.
Well, I don't know. That was more, it was kind of tough.
Oh, come on.
That had to be tough.
Come on now.
Oh, I was so excited Gary gave an easy question.
Yeah,
I did.
I don't know, because I'm just looking and I'm waiting and hoping somebody come through, because I can't even answer that one.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, my God. Gary, give the question again.
You're a college professor.
Yeah.
How many donuts in a baker's dozen? It could be donuts, it could be cookies, it could be pastries. As long as that baker's selling it by the dozen, how many are in a baker's dozen?
I can't believe there's nobody on the phone.
I can't either, man.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was, oh, my God. Yeah. That's like, how much is a pound? You know, 16 ounces. Everybody knows that. You know?
Oh, it is? Okay, you just taught me something new.
Hey, Chris, go back teaching radio and television.
Hold on, I think we got one. Hold on.
Oh, goody. Michael just said they always think Gary's has a trick question, right, Gary?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
I know. I'm tricking them all out tonight. I'm trying to get
it
easy as I can.
We have 2 minutes to break, so I hope somebody calls soon. We have to go to our guest.
Hey, Lynn, what?
Easy one. Everybody,
what's in the water?
I even knew this one.
Lynn, what's in the water? Water. That's how easy this is.
No callers calling in.
No, Chris said there's somebody on the line.
Let's see.
Yeah.
A baker's dozen. Nobody knows what a baker's dozen is. That's amazing.
And you got it, Michael. They should know it easy that you got it. Well, no problem.
Let's take a caller, Chris, because we're going to have to go to break soon.
You buy donuts.
Hurry up.
Buy anything dozen. A baker's dozen.
A baker's dozen. How many donuts in a baker's dozen? Cookies,
well, you know what
whatever.
Maybe these days, the retailers aren't so generous, maybe. That's why.
But they still should know what it is.
Yeah, they should still know what it is. Yes.
407-894-1680.
So
nobody knows Gary's question. It's amazing.
I think Chris is on the line with him.
Okay. In a minute, we're going to give the answer.
Yeah, because we have two guests coming on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
Any callers, Chris? Chris, any callers?
Started to say something.
I can't believe it.
No. I'm going to quit doing it. I'm going to do music.
You can't win, Gary. Either.
That's like when I ask who's buried in Grant's tomb. Nobody knows the answer.
That's right. Nobody knows that one either.
All right. All right. I got three callers on the phone line. They just hit back to back.
Any new callers?
We got Ron from Lake Worth, Florida. We got Terry from Connecticut. And we got our very own Miss Sheila from Orlando, Florida.
Who was first?
All right. So Terry was first, Sheila,
okay,
then Ron.
Let's hear from Terry.
All righty. So we got Terry on the phone line all the way from Connecticut. Terry, how you doing?
Good. How you
doing? Hey, Terry.
Go ahead, Terry. What's your answer?
Come on, Terry. What is it?
It's 12 plus.
Who is it? What is it?
It's Terry from Connecticut.
No, 12 plus 1.
Plus one, he's right. 12 plus one is 13. That's right. That's correct.
12 plus one.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Terry. And it's great to hear from you again, Gary. We missed you, Terry.
Yes.
Well, after all I've been going through, I guess I deserve the break.
Me too, because you won this one.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Terry. We have to go to break.
Terry, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, yes. Hi, Gary. How are you? So, yeah, okay.
Hello,
Jim.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, now.
All right, Chris, we have to go to break.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Sheila, and thank you, Ron, for calling in.
Okay.
Yeah. Want to go to break?
I got listeners on there.
Got to go to break and listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okie dokie.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at
lighthousecfl.org. Save a Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the hottest show on the radio. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Did I do it nice and slow? So then call up. Right now, Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, tonight we're going to talk to two guests from Feeding the Blind. The first guest we're welcoming back is Laura Kovacovic, and Laura is the executive director at Feeding the Blind. And tonight we're going to meet, for the first time, James Kelly, and James is the chief medical officer of the Roots Food Group. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. We're elated to be here.
Well, we're happy that you're here and you're elated. That's wonderful.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. Wonderful.
So who's going to talk first, Laura or James?
I've gotten my feet with you guys before, but yes. Maybe I'll cover a brief of who we are, what we do, and then I'll let the doc take it away.
That sounds good.
At For the Blind, we believe nutrition is for everyone. We dedicate our lives to providing healthy food to the low vision and blind community. We partner with mission-driven organizations. We address wellness holistically through food as medicine. We understand that having low vision and blindness can prevent a significant amount of hurdles when it comes to eating healthy, such as reading the expiration date, food items, finding transportation to the grocery store, then, of course, shopping, cooking, cleaning, all of that. So we'd like to bridge the nutrition and accessibility of that and also create awareness of diabetes being the leading cause of blindness in the United States. So here to help, and Doc Holliday, if you want to take it away, we're here for it.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Dr. James Kelly. I'm the Chief Medical Officer for Roots Food Group, Laura is our Executive Director of our foundation. So
it's nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. And by all means, please feel free to call me James.
Okay.
So, but I've spent my last decade in food and nutrition. My background as a physician, obviously, I did all of my research on actually eye health. And my father is an ophthalmologist, and I raise guide puppies for the blind. So I have a deep commitment to what we do here, and I'm thrilled to be part of this. I was privileged and honored when they invited me to come and speak with you. So happy to tell you a little bit about what we do at Roots. Sorry?
Yeah, this is Gary. I'd like to ask you a question. You say you help puppy raisers for the blind dogs. Mm-hmm. What affiliation is that? What affiliation is that one?
Well, I should clarify that the LA program got stopped. I'm in Los Angeles, and it got shut down during COVID and has not restarted. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, it was Guide Dogs for the Blind was the group that I was raising with. But it's been a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, you're fading in and out, but so please continue, well, Dr.
Yeah.
Or James, so, James, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Well, so obviously there's, I mean, everybody loves dogs, so we could talk forever about that, but I'm very happy to talk also about, so what we do here and why it's so impactful and why we chose visually impaired and blind as a cause that we wanted to affiliate with. And that's primarily because, one, it's an incredibly under-addressed and also very common problem for Americans. In 2015 alone, there were 2 million, there's 1 million blind people and 3.2 million visually impaired people in the US. And in the next 27 years alone, we're expecting that number to increase double in the number of blindness and more than double in visually impaired. So obviously this is something we need to intervene with and not just prevent, but also help people who are already suffering from the condition to live better lives, because there are a lot of things that go along with that. And I'm sure your listeners can agree with that, that there are some special challenges. Laura has already highlighted several of them. But there's also some health challenges that are higher prevalence among people with visual impairment and blindness. Obesity and undernutrition are both prevalent. So we offer medically tailored meals through Food as Medicine. The design of those is to help address the unique nutritional requirements of people with chronic disease. So if you do have something like diabetes or kidney disease, this is a meal program that's designed for those diseases in particular to help you manage those. It's also ready-made, easily preparable. We have accessible packaging. So this comes as frozen, ready-made meals, and we know that we got to make them taste good or people aren't going to stick with them. So we've designed really tasty food with a wide variety. It has QR codes on the packaging, so you can point a camera at it and it will read out loud what's in it and how to prepare it. So we've done everything we can to try to make it address both the health needs, food security, variety and enjoyment of the product, and ease of use too. And I'm sure I'm leaving out quite a bit.
James, how long has this program been in existence?
So Roots Food Group has been around since 2019. We did over a million meals last year. We'll probably double that this year. But the interesting thing in the state of California is really where we're making our inroads on a particular program that's coming to the rest of the nation. And many states have already adopted it. They just haven't rolled it out. There's actually a Medicaid program called the national program is called Section 1115. And each state is different in how quickly they're adopting it and what that program looks like. But in California, if you have a chronic disease and you're on Medicaid, you can actually get 12 weeks of meals, nutritional assessment, and nutritional counseling all covered completely free for you. And we're one of the participants in that program. We help fulfill those meals and give the nutritional assessment and counseling for patients across the board with these chronic diseases. So if
James,
you are in a,
this is Michael, the host. So not every state has this program.
That's correct. Some are slower to adopt than others. California was the first, but it is, I believe there's something somewhere between like 12 and 17 states. And I keep seeing different ones. I know Oregon, Washington, Florida's on the list. I don't know where they are in their process. But different states are in different levels of rolling this out. But it may be coming to your state next year. It may take a little bit longer, but just keep your eye out for that, because that is going to be a covered benefit for a lot of listeners.
You know, James, if I may say so, as the host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, what Blind and Beyond Radio Show should do, all our people should contact their congressmen in each state that they're listening to right now and tell them that we want this program. If they contact their congressman, then something can happen.
And governor.
Beating the blind.
And
that
governor.
Is a fantastic idea.
Blind and Beyond has enough. We have, just in the United States, we have 1.5 million listeners listening to this program at the present moment. And we have all those people listening to this show right now. So,
well, if I can go a step further and say contact your state, not you necessarily the government. The federal government has already rolled it out. It's the states that need to adopt
it.
So I would encourage if they
contact the congressman of each state, the state congressman, and tell them they want this program, there's enough blind people to go get it. Because if they know they can get something that's possible, then they should bug their congressman. This should be the duty of Blind and Beyond Radio Show to get the word out, to get the word not only out, but to get the listeners to call their congressman, like we're in the state of Florida.
Yeah. You mentioned Florida. Florida is actually the number one most, by 2050, they're predicted to be about 4% of the state will be visually impaired. It's the number one state.
Right now, just so you'll know, 10% of the state of Florida right now is visually impaired. Right now, 10%, as per the state of Florida, 10%. So the point is, state of Florida is number one state in the country, bigger than California as far as the vision impaired, but because of the senior citizens, there's 2 million people in the state of Florida that are vision impaired and blind because of the senior citizens.
Yeah. So this is a program that I think would serve you well.
We
have a caller on the line with a question for James and Laura, I guess. Kelly, you're on the line. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hello.
James Kelly. I am Kelly James.
Where are you calling from, Kelly?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Okay.
And you're Kelly James.
Yeah, great great name. Kelly, I love James. It.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So has your program rolled out in Tennessee?
It has not yet. The only state that's officially launched in that covers this program so far is California. So Tennessee is on our list too. They are not coming on board. I know they're not on my immediate radar for Q1 of next year. But again, it's the government. Every state and the nation as a whole changes all the time. So we have several people internally who check every day what's going on at the state levels. So I will, you'll be the first to hear if we roll out in Tennessee.
James, I think you're making a big mistake as far as the Blind and Beyond radio show, because here we're at your beck and call to get all these listeners.
Yeah, let's
start bugging state of Florida. I mean, our number one audience that we have is Florida. Our number two is Pennsylvania. Then we have New York. And we have all these different states.
I have a question. Talk about monetary. So if you're not on Medicare, is there a fee?
That was what I was going to bring that.
Yes, please do.
Perfect segue. That was going to be my next point, was we also have more than just that one program.
Thank you, Kelly, for calling.
Thank you, Kelly.
I had another question. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, Kelly. I'll come back to that.
No, I wanted to ask if somebody, for example, I don't like to cook, but I know there's some meal subscription companies out there. Would you be open to working with people that have the funds that can pay for some sort of like subscription program if they wanted to? And not
the direct consumer, as they say, we're not there yet. That is something that we're considering and we're probably going to proceed with. We're not currently offering that. We do work with a number of different organizations, and I don't want to waste everybody's time talking too much about that. But we also have this wonderful foundation. We know it's coming that we'll be able to buy directly from us, and we'll give you guys the website for the blind. The program that we have called Our Food X, like prescription food, Our Food X is the name of the actual program that would be something you could access. It's not yet there, but if you'd like to look at it, you're welcome to go to ourfoodx.com and you can,
We're going direct to the consumer in 2024. So keep a lookout for that. And that's Our Food X.
4 months. Yeah. So there we go.
Well, thank you, Kelly. We got it.
It's a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question. That's something to look forward to.
Okay. Well, and with our foundation, we work with, and we can talk with you guys about how to actually partner with our foundation for different options too. So, because we do want to offer this to the blind and the visually impaired.
Yeah, we have a couple of different tentacles out there, and we lead with our philanthropy, and Feeding the Blind is nationwide. So when feedingtheblind.org, you can find all of our information there. Our phone number is 888-690-2366. And we are addressing the low vision blind community nationwide.
Well, can I ask you a question?
My goodness. What, Gary?
I would just like to know, I haven't heard, what kind of foods are there?
That's a great question. If you go to ourfoodx.com, we list the whole menu. But just to give you a little bit of an idea, I'll pull up our plans. We have things like chicken breast with Dijon sauce and roasted broccoli and brown rice. We have vegetarian options. We have turkey sausage burrito. We have tikka masala chicken with cauliflower. We have a southwestern veggie burrito with egg whites. We have chicken, apple, sausage, burritos. We have three cheese flatbread. We have spinach and cheddar flatbread. I'm just pulling these teriyaki pulled pork with roasted cauliflower and broccoli and couscous. These are all carefully designed too with clinicians, dietitians, and culinary chefs to meet all of the specific requirements for things like kidney disease, diabetes, and a number of other chronic conditions. So they're all tasty, but also good for you. So
James, I want to thank you very much for coming on, but just remember,
thank you.
There's no one that has the reach that Blind and Beyond has in this country, actually in the world.
We are
when it comes
excited
to the blind community, no one has the reach to help what you're talking about.
Nope.
It's very informative and a lot of good things in the pipeline looking forward to for 2024.
Yes, we're honored to be here and be in service.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for joining us on a Sunday night. Thank you, Laura. And thank you, James. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Take care. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's break time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. Be right back.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856 or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
Welcome back to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, I'm up. Well, we'd like to welcome back Adam Greenberg, and Adam is the owner at North Shore Care Supply. Welcome back, Adam.
Hey, pleasure to be back. Thank you, Lynn and Michael. So glad you could have me.
And say hello to Gary, our co-host tonight.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hello, Adam. Doing fine.
Great.
Okay. So, Adam, we have new people listening every single week. So tell us a little bit about how you got into the business of adult incontinence supplies.
Sure. Thank you very much for letting me tell my story. So a little over 20 years ago, had a accounting and finance job, was doing great, a little bit boring, but decided to try something new. And around that time, I had a couple family members, my wife's grandmother and also my father, that were having some health challenges, which resulted in some incontinence symptoms, which and their family members struggled for a variety of reasons to help them manage properly and keep them dry and maintain their privacy and discreetness and all those types of things. So as I was looking to start a new business, I said, hey, there's something can be done here to do it a little bit better so that everybody doesn't have to just go to the store and find something that doesn't really work that well and also doesn't have anybody really there to talk to them about to try to find the right product. So we set up a website. It's NorthShore.com, and I've been selling premium incontinence for over 20 years, and now have our own brand, North Shore brand, adult diapers and incontinence supplies that we sell all over the country. In fact, all over the world, And so glad I could be here today to help introduce that to your audience.
Well, this is Michael. When it comes to diapers, it's like the blind people with canes. A lot of people with canes are embarrassed to use canes. And now we're talking about a product that a lot of people don't want to talk about because they may be embarrassed. So the point is, how do you get the word out that Nordstrom is the place to go to get your, I guess you say, your diapers?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. My dad, you know, as well, you know, he couldn't even call them diapers. He called them pads, and he was super embarrassed and ashamed that I knew he had a problem, even though I was offering to help him find something that would work best for him. So, you know, over the years we've learned, and our customers are great. They tell us, not using the word diapers with nurse first, you know, provides them something in the hospital or somewhere else is great for a couple seconds. But, you know, every time they go into that bag or go to that, drugstore aisle and it calls it something else, a euphemism, it makes them feel a little bit more ashamed. So while we don't use those words on the packaging yet, we do use the language that our customers are comfortable using. So if they want to call them briefs or underwear, we'll help explain them the differences between the different types of products. And we'll do it with kindness and empathy and caring, because this is what we deal with all day long. We help and their family members find the right solutions in whatever situation is going to work best for them. We ship out discreetly all over the country in plain brown bags and brown boxes so people can find samples and try the sizes and styles and make sure it's going to work for them without having to spend a whole ton of money, to find a product that's not quite right for them. So, hey, my father, you know.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Gary. I've got a question for you, something that's really, I'm sure, on everybody's mind. Is when you're wearing that diaper or whatever you call it, how close is it to not being able, anybody be able to see you're wearing one?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I would say that feeling that's people, other people who might be able to tell I'm wearing a diaper, that's really, you know, the fear is worse than the actuality. That happens in almost everything in life. So, really, it's nothing that people complain about. They all tell us, hey, I always was worried about that. But once I started wearing it out of the house, even in the house, it was not a concern at all. You know, the number one concern people have is that their leaks are going to show, that they're going to have leaks onto their clothing or, you know, right. An embarrassing situation. So, you know, using a product that provides maybe a little bit bulkier than regular underwear.
Yeah.
So you might not be wearing those skin tight leggings that you're wearing out, you know, on the beach or around the house, but you know, you can certainly find the majority of your clothing are going to keep it 100% private, and you're going to be 100%
dry.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the bulk than anything showing, I guess, or, you know, smelling or.
Nowadays they're not bulky, Gary. That they're
okay.
Just like briefs, it's just like pulling on a baby.
Like I know, yeah. All I know is kids' diapers, you know.
Adam, can you give some examples? Not necessarily geriatric patients, but there are other reasons why people might need to wear incontinence products.
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, incontinence and bladder and bowel control is a symptom. Almost, you know, hundreds and hundreds of health conditions. So it's something that people, of course, want to keep private. It's very personal. But, you know, a lot of people are born with some sort of birth defect or nerve issue or muscle weakness that means that they're not going to have 100% security to get to the bathroom whenever they want to on their own schedule. And it's something that people of all ages deal with, and they have their own coping strategies. So, you know, whether it's diabetes, or just muscle weakness or what's called neurogyrators, where your nerves just don't give you reliable control of your muscles, MS, but really it could be a symptom of a medication people are on temporarily or a temporary symptom after surgery or rehab when you just aren't able to get to the bathroom. So, you know, nobody should be ashamed. Nobody should have to deal with that. Having some sort of absorbent product to provide that level of control so that you can get back to that quality of life that you're looking for as soon as possible is the service that we provide.
So Gary. So where do people call to find out what size they are and where would they call as far as what size they are? And I'm sure the briefs come in different sizes.
Yeah, absolutely. We have briefs and underwear. We have the tab style briefs. We have the pull-up style underwear. We have bladder control pads as well. Just depends on the situation. We have all the styles. And we'll help walk you through that to figure out what's the best situation for you or your family member. A couple of different ways to do that easily. Number one is we have a toll-free number. I'm going to give that out now. Get your pencils ready. That's 800-563-0161. Again, that's 800-563-0161.
Say it again, but slowly.
Sure, sure. No problem. 800-563-0161. And we have people monitoring that phone line 7 days a week, not 24/7, so not late at night, but 7 days a week. We have women and men, whatever you want, whoever you prefer speaking to, you're most comfortable with, that are going to ask you those four or five questions to help you narrow down the best size and style for your situation or somebody you're caring with. But if you don't have the time or a private place to make a phone call, we have a website that's going to ask you all those same questions and help you easily walk you through to, and make recommendations for what might be the best products to give a try. And that website is very easy to remember. It's northshore.com. I'm going to spell that for you. N-O-R-T-H, like the direction, North Shore, S-H-O-R-E, like by the beach. So northshore.com. That's how you can find us. And we have very easy to find links on our website to help you request samples. We have a product finder link right at the top of the website that's going to ask those four or five questions and make those recommendations for you. And then if you'd like samples, you can very easily request those from the website.
And don't forget, it's on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our sponsor page, the North Shore, so right North Shore. On our webpage.
Yep.
I North think Shore. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What, Gary?
Gary had a question.
Oh, I was going to. I almost forgot now. I was going to say, you know, this is becoming more readily known through the television and their ads, because a lot of times now, they, within the last year, I've noticed a lot of products coming out with, letting, you know, bladder problems and stuff like that. So, you know, it's becoming more known
right
now and spoken about. And I want to know, does your thing, do they have, is it more of a, Velcro, or is it like elastic?
Sure. A couple different styles. We do have, for regular pull-ups, those are just very strong but yet comfortable elastic around your waist. So as it gets heavy, it's not going to fall down. It's going to stay in place. And that's our most popular, right, or the pull-up style. We do also have the tape-on style that maybe looks more like a baby diaper but has secure adhesive and Velcro to hold it in place. And then those are more adjustable, so that especially at night, right, for those that have heavier control issues, they can make sure it's not going to leak at night. But we also have larger pads as well, for those that people put those in their regular underwear, or men have pads. Uh-huh. We have male guards for the front for men that may have some leakage issues.
Good. That's good to know.
So it's good that it's out there in the open now, and people shouldn't be embarrassed.
Yeah. No, it's coming more and more open all the time. Yeah. All
and
the
your
time.
Your customer service sounds terrific, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, it's so great to have somebody to talk to that deals with this all day long, every day, and knows how to put people at ease. And they know what questions to ask to help make sure you're going to get the right products to sample and try. So we're not pushy salespeople looking for commissions or something like that. And it's not, you know, when you go to the drugstore, oftentimes the pharmacist just doesn't really want to have a conversation about it because they don't want to embarrass you. Well, it can be an embarrassing conversation in person. And that's why, you know, North Shore is a great alternative to that, because you can talk to somebody on the phone. We have live chat. You can text with us. You can email us. We have an email hotline as well, or call us over the phone 7 days a week. And then everything's going to show up to your front door in very discreet, plain brown packaging. So we'll walk you through it. If we don't get it right the first time, you give us a call back and we'll send you a different size or style to make sure you get the solution that you need. So it's very, very painless.
Can't ask for more.
You're good to work with. Good to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we've been doing this for over 20 years. In that time, we've worked with almost 3 million families over 20 years. So believe me, we're the experts on incontinence, especially when the need gets a little bit heavier or more irregular, where those store brand pads just aren't going to cut it anymore. I mean, everybody who's use one of those for one of their family members and had to deal with the laundry in the morning. It's just super frustrating, and it doesn't have to be that way. So the better quality products just aren't in the stores. They don't have the space for them, but that's what we specialize in. When that need gets a little bit heavier, but yet you still want that 100% security, then North Shore is definitely your answer.
So the bottom line is don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Just call North
Thank
Shore.
You for your time.
Right, Gary? Did you hear what I said?
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I'm
okay. And don't forget, North Shore is on our sponsor page. If you need to know the directions as far as the phone number, go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay. Well, thank you, Adam. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be going off the air in a few minutes, so we wanted to say goodnight without rushing you.
Come back.
Thank you very much for having us. Yeah, we really appreciate having this conversation about something that really does affect every family. So I can't thank you enough.
Well, we can't thank you enough for supporting. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Adam. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later, Adam.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. I wanted to remind everybody, next week, join us with co-host Sheila Young. And this is going to be fun, a little different, but we're going to meet Cliff Nordquist, who's the owner of Just Bagels. And we're going to meet Tarita Davenock, who is the owner of Travel for All. That you don't want to miss either. And we'll have a guest from Samsara Vision. So all this and much, much more. I can't wait.
And I'm telling you this right now, we've tried these bagels, and these bagels, let me tell you right now,
Just Bagels
are the best. Just Bagels. I'm telling you right now, you think you've had a bagel? You haven't had a bagel until you had Just Bagels. I'm serious.
Actually, it's,
what?
If it ain't Just Bagels, it's just bread.
How many bagels in a baker's dozen?
Very funny. Okay. So you got Just Bagels coming on as a sponsor, but they're the real thing. They're out of the Bronx. They're out of the. They make the bagels in Bronx.
So call in next.
And they ship it fresh.
Wow.
Baker's doesn't. No. But anyway, folks, thanks for listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight.
We enjoyed having you, Gary.
What do you got to say?
Yeah, sir.
What do you have to say for yourself, young man?
I just want to say I had so much fun on this show tonight. It was very good and very informative. And I want to say I love you all. Thanks for listening.
Love you back. Love you back, Gary. All right.
And Terry, it was great hearing from you again. Keep on calling, Terry. We missed you.
Yep. Sorry we had to rush you off. And what about Chris Shaw down there?
And Chris Shaw?
Florida.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here just trying to keep cool.
Chris. Get cool, Chris.
Yeah, just trying to keep cool.
I think Chris can't wait to get out of there. I already got my caller list.
I'm ready to get out. I'm ready to get into some cool weather.
Yeah, you want to get in the car with the air conditioning.
Just,
oh my God.
Just for a minute until I cool down.
Okay, Chris.
Well, take care, everybody.
Yep.
You're the best. You're the best. And thank you for letting us come into your home, wherever you are. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael, saying, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you. Stay well.
Thank you. Love y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
I know we got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up. Oh no, but we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.